From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Well, even with all the gridlock in Washington, we can guarantee that at least one thing will happen. The Senate will soon have a new member. Tomorrow, New Jersey voters will pick a new senator in the special election to fill the seat held by the late Democratic Senator Frank Lautenberg, who passed away in June. Dave Davies is senior political reporter with Here and Now Contributors Network station WHYY, and he joins us now. Dave, let's just take a peek into the voter's handbook and talk a little bit about the candidates to start with. There's Democrat Cory Booker, the social media savvy mayor of Newark, and Republican Steve Lonegan. Now, Booker's the better known of the two, so tell us a little bit about who Steve Lonegan is.
Yeah, well, he's an active member of the conservative wing of the New Jersey Republican Party. He was for a long time the head of the New Jersey chapter of Americans for Prosperity, the very conservative group funded by the Koch brothers. He's the former mayor of a town in North Jersey, of Bagota, and he's generally been active on Tea Party issues, well known to folks, as I said, in the conservative side of this, and he's cheered the Republican shutdown in the House of government shutdown votes in the House of Representatives. He's a Tea Party guy.
Okay. Now, in a recent poll from Monmouth University, it only had a 10-point spread between Cory Booker and Steve Lonegan, Booker in the lead. But 10 points isn't all that much. I mean, it's a relatively small lead considering, you know, the political name and powerhouse that Cory Booker is. So what's been happening in the race?
Oh, yeah, I think, you know, a lot of Democrats thought this they would coast to a win here. But Lonegan has been smart. He hasn't raised a lot of money, but what he's raised, he's spent in strategic ways on radio and cable TV ads. And he's gone after Booker. I mean, he calls him a big Hollywood phony who would rather pal around with Oprah than pay attention to his home city of Newark, where we have, you know, high unemployment, poverty, crime, and a underachieving school system. Now, of course, Booker has his own narrative of hope and renewal there, but Lonergan's made that point. The other thing he's tried to do is to get centrist Republicans involved by nationalizing the campaign. He talks about Obama and Obamacare, and doing all that, he's made a bit of a run at this.
Interesting. So the special election is tomorrow. That makes it a Wednesday, mid-October special election. What's turnout likely to be like? And, you know, if it's going to be low, who could that help?
Well, yeah, it is a weird thing. Who ever heard of a Wednesday election in October? That's because the governor, Chris Christie, set the date, and nobody knows quite what to expect. But since there will be another election in 3 weeks, there's a lot of voter confusion. A lot of people don't know there's an election, and I think the Republicans' hope is that only the most committed will show, and that will be those who favor Lonergan's conservative views. Now, folks think that he's going to have to get a little beyond that. Booker does still have that lead of 10 to 12 points or so, but I think it's really a turnout game now, and nobody knows quite what to expect.
Dave, in the last 45 seconds or so we have here, regardless of what the impact is, or I mean, I guess the outcome is, even though the outcome is obviously very important, what impact will this race have on what's going on currently in Washington?
Well, of course, both parties want to keep the edge that they have in the Senate, or, you know, the Republicans want to gain. This has traditionally been a blue state in the Senate. They haven't elected a Republican senator since 1972. So the Republicans would love to steal one here. The Democrats want to get Booker in and have a head start toward retaining the seat. The next, you know, election will be in late next year. So they want to get Booker ensconced in the seat and get him well known and raise money for re-election.
Well, Dave Davies is senior political correspondent from Here and Now Contributor Network station WHYY, speaking with us about tomorrow's special election for U.S. Senate in New Jersey. Dave, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.